Trading bots appear to have gamed a big token announcement from Coinbase. Good evening. I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 17th. Also on today's show, crypto exchange Binance is partnering with a blockchain analysis firm, and a commissioner from the CFTC has outlined a firm stance on smart contract-based prediction markets. We'll have that and more coming up on Late Confirmation. Coinbase made waves last week when it announced that it would list OX's ZRX token on its professional trading platform. And it seems some savvy crypto traders took advantage of it. Prices of OX's ZRX token began to surge 4 minutes before Coinbase officially announced the listing, an event that would typically arouse suspicions of insider trading, although the exchange has denied such allegations in the past. One alternative explanation? Bots like Lightning Signal that are designed to read crypto exchange APIs read the Coinbase API and saw the new cryptocurrency listed on that before the announcement. Speculators armed with new information then began trading. An analysis of the market action that day found that there was a 13% rise in the price in that four-minute span. Cryptocurrency trader Johnny Moe told CoinDesk how such a signal can give a significant advantage, putting traders a leg up above others seeking to place their own bets on exchanges. Binance, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume, is working with crypto compliance and investigation software provider Chainalysis. They'll be implementing a new global compliance solution. As part of the partnership, Chainalysis will provide access to its Know Your Transaction compliance software, enabling the exchange to monitor cryptocurrency transactions in real time. Binance's chief financial officer told CoinDesk that he hopes the move will, quote, inspire the crypto industry to take anti-money laundering and anti-terrorism financing measures seriously. The CFO said that the partnership's goal was to create an environment in blockchain where everyone feels safe. A senior official at the U.S. Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, made a big statement on blockchain-based smart contracts this week. Speaking at an event in Dubai on Tuesday, Brian Quintins, a commissioner at the CFTC, said the smart contract coders could be held liable if they knowingly use blockchain technology to create functions that are deemed as predictive event contracts. Quintins defined prediction markets as contracts that allow individuals to bet on the outcome of future events and then automatically pay out winnings. He noted these activities could fall under existing rules and be prohibited. Quinton said, quote, in the past, the CFTC has generally prohibited prediction markets as contrary to the public interest, end quote. We'll be following that story as it develops, so stay tuned to Coindesk.com. Amazon Web Services China division is partnering with public blockchain project Qdim. The partnership sees the on-demand cloud computing giant working with a cryptocurrency project with a $325 million market capitalization to develop blockchain-as-a-service solutions for enterprises and developers. The partnership will allow AWS users to develop and launch smart contracts quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively using an Amazon machine image, according to a press release issued by the Qdim team. Simon Wang, head of territory business development at AWS China, confirmed the partnership, telling CoinDesk in an email, Qdim are now an AWS technology partner and one of the partner network members. Based in Singapore, Qdim, which raised $1 million last January from several notable investors, launched its public blockchain only a year ago. The ICO for Civil's Blockchain for Journalism has officially failed. The New York-based startup and one of the spokes of Ethereum incubator Consensus is to refund users who participated in its token sale after failing to meet its preset minimum target. Matthew Iles, Civil's CEO, wrote in a blog post on Tuesday that the startup closed sales of its proprietary CVL token on October 15th, and that the ICO fell short of its goal to achieve funding of at least $8 million. Because of that, Civil said participants will be able to request an immediate refund, or they will be automatically refunded by October 29th. As CoinDesk reported earlier this month, there had been warning signs that the Civil token sale would fail. By October 10th, Civil hadn't managed to bring in even $1.34 million toward the $8 million threshold. That was just 5 days prior to the deadline. As a result, the Wednesday announcement that the firm will issue refunds is not entirely surprising. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletter, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. And if you're looking for me, I'm on Twitter at BLR13. And we want to hear from you. Send us your ideas, notes, hopes, dreams, or just say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.